you, and greetings, friends. We are here in Galilee, Israel, and it is amazing times that we are living in. This is the very first taping of our new Israeli intelligence report that we're hoping to bring to you on a regular basis to share with you updates of world events and things that are happening here in the land of Israel and abroad that pertain to Bible prophecy. Over the last 6 months, the world has taken a tremendous turn, and not necessarily for the best. What the world news is calling the Arab Spring is actually turning into a vast change that's happening here in the Middle East, where a lot of the Bible prophecies that probably many of you watching this have been following for many years are really starting to come together. And we're seeing, as it talks about in the Psalms, of the nations around Israel's neighbors coming together against her in a manner that is to destroy her. So what I'd like to do here in our time together is I'd like to go over some articles that have recently been in the news and just share with you a little bit of commentary on this to let you know what's coming in the days ahead. I'm looking at an article here coming from Debka File Report from May 31st of Hamas Gaza's missile stockpiling passes 10,000. And is going up. We all know in 2008 and 2009, we were looking at something called Casled, where Hamas was firing thousands and thousands of missiles into Israel for several years since the disengagement, and then Israel had to go in there and do a vastly large operation to stop that. And now since that time, they're stockpiling more missiles. It says here, according to updates reaching Debkrit Files military sources, the number of missiles Hamas has managed to stockpile in Gaza passed the 10,000 mark in early May. Despite Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip, it is growing at the rate of some 30 new missiles of many types smuggled in every 2 weeks. On April 9th, the Palestinian fundamentalists shot 133 rockets at 7 Israeli cities before Israel granted a ceasefire in lieu of an operation for smashing this arsenal. So a very serious situation. Also, there's many articles coming out about Hezbollah in the north, and it will be a very drastic situation for Israel when you have somewhere in excess of 60,000 missiles that Hezbollah has on their northern border, Hamas in the southern border, and some of the things I'll speak about in the next few minutes about Iran coming from the east. It doesn't look very good right now for Israel. The next article here talks about Iran unveils underground missile silo poised for U.S.-Turkish attacks on Syria. And we saw what started in Tunisia going back last November turned to Libya, to Egypt, to Bahrain, and now over the last month, month and a half, Syria is having also major problems. The culprits in most of this in the Middle East are the Muslim Brotherhood, which the United States of America, just in the last 2 weeks, has come out publicly now and said they are supporting the Muslim Brotherhood officially to take over and be their partner in the Middle East. Now, they may claim that it's a peace partner, but if you look at the charter of the Muslim Brotherhood, it is anything but peace. Part of that charter is actually to destroy the Western civilization as well as destroying Israel. So believe me, my friends, when I say the Muslim Brotherhood is not a friend of Israel and they are not a friend of the West. So now Iran, who are the Shiites, and if you don't understand really the Muslim equation in the Middle East, you have the Shiites that come from mostly southern Iran, coming from the northern part of Saudi Arabia, Syria, and some of those areas over there, Lebanon, you have the Shiites. And then you have the Sunni Muslims that the majority make up from Egypt and some of these other areas there. And the Sunnis and the Shiites are very much against each other. There's been a lot of fighting, particularly in Iraq. It was one of the main things when the Iraq war started with the United States of America of Sunnis fighting against Shiites. And now the Sunnis, who are the Muslim Brotherhood, and America backing them of trying to take over to counterattack Iran having the power from the Shiites. What I think America is not counting on is that the quote of the Muslims is, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." and that when push comes to shove, they will put their differences aside temporarily to fight who they call America the Great Satan and Israel the Little Satan. And they will come together and fight against those forces until they destroy America or Israel, and then they'll fight each other after that. But in the meantime, we see here that Iran is getting ready for if Turkey, which they're saying, is going to come in and attack Syria, then Iran would come in over there to protect Syria. So a lot of things really on the horizon here in the Middle East. Go to the next one here. Russia's military test fires a new missile. We don't hear much about Russia in the news these days as far as the military capacity, but please know the sleeping bear has not gone away, and that Russia over the last several years has signed several military pacts with China. They've signed several military pacts with Iran, and they have said if Iran is attacked, they will come to their aid. Here's an article here on a little different subject going for a minute. This is from June 28th, BBC News. The Horn of Africa sees worst drought in 60 years. There's some other articles I saw that were saying that some of the droughts in these areas are the worst droughts in almost a century. And I'll just read a little bit here. It says, some parts of the Horn of Africa have been hit by the worst drought in more than 60 years, the UN says. More than 10 million people are thought to be affected across the region. The UN now classifies large areas of Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, and also Sudan as a crisis or an emergency. Charity Save the Children says drought and war in Somalia has led to unprecedented numbers fleeing across the border into Kenya, with about 1,300 people arriving every day. They have three camps that are just inside Kenya that are housing now well over 350,000 people, but they're only built to hold about 90,000. So again, if you've been watching the news, you could look. This winter, there were major disruptions in America, and even over the last couple of days, I've been seeing some news reports that there's still a major drought in the middle western states, southern middle western states of America, that's causing major disruptions in their wheat, in their corn, and Australia also over the winter had major crop damage to their different crops and their different wheat, as well as China also having from flooding, and Russia also. And these are the biggest producers of grain in the world. So if this grain is drying up, we have the potential coming up for 2012 for major food shortages coming all around the world. And unfortunately, over here in Somalia and in Kenya and the Horn of Africa, it's already there. It's already very, very drastic. But believe it or not, even in the United States of America, you might start to see food shortages. So stock up your refrigerator while you still have a chance. Here's another article coming over here talking about Iran tests missiles for hitting Israel, U.S. bases, and putting the first space monkey in space in July. Tuesday, June 28th, day two of its war games. Iran was having 10 days of war games to flex their muscles. Iran flexed muscles in the direction of the USA and Israel after simultaneously test firing 14 2,000-kilometer range missiles at a single target. The head of the Revolutionary Guards Aerospace Division emphasized, Iranian missiles can target U.S. bases in Afghanistan and any part of Israeli territory. Iran is working on missiles capable of reaching Western Europe and North America, as well as planning to put a monkey into space coming this July. The Iranian aerospace industry has made major strides if it can put a monkey, requiring a payload of 330 kilos, into space. This capacity means that Iran has reached the capacity to fire a nuclear-armed missile at any point on the planet. That's a pretty serious thing that's going on there over there now. So this is just coming out. Iran prepares for nuclear work in bunkers. And they have taken the plutonium that they have and the uranium, and they are bringing it over to some of their underground bunkers that are miles underground that the United States of America or Israel will not be able to attack. And believe me when I say they are preparing for war. Here's another headline. Iranian subs head into the Red Sea. That was probably from about a month ago. Iran has enriched uranium for 4 nuclear bombs. So again, in the major news networks, you might be hearing that they're close or they may be coming to a capability in the next year or two. Some even put it as far out as 2015. But clearly, even coming from the UK, it says Iran has secretly tested nuclear-capable missiles, and many people believe, and there's proof to back this up, that Iran already has enough plutonium and uranium for 4 nuclear missiles. I'll just read here from Debrica Report. Secretary William Hague from the UK stated Wednesday, June 29th, Iran has been carrying out covert ballistic missile tests and rocket launches, including testing missiles capable of delivering a nuclear payload in contradiction of UN Resolution 1929. So again, we all know the capability of nuclear weapons. And if Iran comes through with their threat, and their threat is to destroy Israel, they talk very much of the Mahdi. If you don't know who the Mahdi is, he is the Muslim Messiah, who they believe is coming very shortly. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, has openly said that his whole life's purpose is to bring the Mahdi forth. He is one of a group called the Twelvers, that their whole purpose in life is simply to bring the Mahdi. Now, what you might not know is, according to Islamic tradition, the Mahdi can only come on the scene in times of terrible world conditions and where the world is ready to destroy itself. So Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and also the Ayatollah Khomeini from Iran both believe that they need to bring world chaos to hasten the return of the Mahdi. Also, according to Islamic writings in the Quran, it says the Mahdi cannot return until Jerusalem is in the hands of Iran. So I'm telling you, in the next short period of time, possibly even less than a year or less away, you could very much see war in the Middle East and Iran attacking Israel. Here's another article here from Debka that says Iran has secretly stockpiled enriched uranium for 4 nuclear bombs. We just mentioned that. Another article coming here from Fox News Latino, that Iran is building a secret missile installation in Venezuela. And, you know, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, he might be irrational, he might be an evil person, he might be, you know, not a good man, but one thing you cannot say is he is not stupid. He is a very smart person, and he understands what he needs to do if he's going to win this war. And he understands America's capability, and they've been working on bombs that will affect the magnetic pulse in America, and a nuclear bomb that they could shoot from a ship out in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere, you know, that they can put 5 miles up in the air and that can destroy our electromagnetic pulse and maybe up to 60, 70, 80% of all the electronics in America, including the electronics that they use for their weapons for shooting that. So Iran, it has been reported for at least 2 years now, they do have capability of an EMP weapon. And believe me when I say, if war comes, they will use it. Another article here coming from Saudi Arabia that it says if Iran gets nukes, that Saudi Arabia will also seek them. And we know what happened in a generation ago when you had this nuclear buildup, you know, first America and Great Britain and France and China and then Russia. And everybody was, the powers that be at that time were seeking nuclear weapons to protect themselves as a deterrent against nuclear war. And maybe it did work during the Cold War. But today what you're seeing is you're seeing a rush now in the Middle East of people running for weapons, not as a deterrent, but really as an offensive. And when you start seeing Islamic nations such as Pakistan, such as Saudi Arabia, such as Iran, such as Egypt, having nuclear weapons, look up, for your salvation is near. It's clearly a sign that our Messiah is returning to save us from ourselves. I want to turn a little bit to another direction here now, that no matter where you're watching in the world, this next news report is very important, and particularly if you're watching from the United States of Babylon. This says the S&P 500 would cut U.S. to a D rating if they defaulted. And now this article is coming from about 2 weeks ago, and just yesterday, or maybe Friday, the S&P has actually said even if America does not default on their loan, that there's at least a 50-50 chance within 3 months they're going to lower their rating anyway. So it's kind of, they're in a situation where if they do raise their debt ceiling, their credit is not going to be very good because they're overextended on their credit. If they don't raise their debt ceiling, they're going to default, and it's going to turn financial markets all over the world into chaos. And it's something you definitely should be watching in the days ahead. Who knows, maybe even by the time you're watching this, the situation will have been solved, because it's something that must get some kind of conclusion either way within the next week or so. But like I said, regardless, I don't think the big question is whether to raise the debt limit or not. The artificial date that the Democrats in the United States have put of August 2nd is really an artificial date. That is not a default date. That is not coming from a bank. It's just a date that they're saying after August 2nd they wouldn't have the money. It's really just scare tactics. But the bigger things to watch is coming this fall, coming September and October and November, and watching if America does not get their financial house in order, what's going to happen there. There's a report that just came out yesterday coming from Gary Schilling and also from Harry Dent, some of the top financial advisors in America. And both men have predicted over the last 20 years many of the ups and downs in the economy. And both are saying coming in 2012, America is getting ready to go into a depression. I think we all remember the days of the depression and people standing on bread lines and banks closing their doors. And we look at it and maybe as something in history, and it's not a very good time in the American history. But I'm telling you, prepare now, because those days are coming back. Matter of fact, there was a internet video that came out a few weeks ago from the head of NASA, you know, the Aerospace Division in the United States. And this video was going to the employees of NASA and to their families, and the video was clearly telling the employees of NASA to prepare. And the president of NASA was saying he had a very unique position on the earth, because he doesn't only see things from within, that NASA can see things from without because they have this satellites in space. And over and over and over in a short presentation that he gave, he didn't say exactly what America should prepare for, whether that was some kind of asteroid that was going to hit the Earth, or whether it was some kind of terror attack. But he did over and over and over say, prepare and prepare now. So I do believe 2011, 2012 are times that are coming that could be really, really serious. Here's an article that's coming from Friday, July 8th from MarketWatch. It says, how the bubble destroyed the middle class in America. It says, There are 100 different ways of looking at the economy and a million different statistics. But if you wanted to focus on just one number that explains why the economy cannot really recover, this one is it. $7.38 trillion. That's about half of the United States national debt that they've built up since they've been a country. And what is that number? That's the amount of wealth that's been lost from the bursting of the housing bubble, according to the Federal Reserve's Comprehensive Flow of Funds report. It's how much homeowners lost when housing prices plunged 30% worldwide or nationwide. The loss of these homeowners have much greater than 30%, however, because they were heavily leveraged. Meaningly, they were borrowing on so much equity in their house, and although the housing market might have come down 30 to 50%, they only had that much equity, and many of the houses in America today are what they call underwater, that people owe more on the house than what it is. So clearly the wealth in the United States of Babylon is diminished. There's another article here on the U.S. imminent financial downfall. And like I said, many economists that are predicting this to come within the next anywhere from 6 to 12 to 18 months. We talked already about the American government backing the Muslim Brotherhood. Here's the Congressional Budget Office report for June 2011. And they say right now the debt in the United States is 70% of GDP, which has risen more than 10% in a year. They say by 2023, the debt will be 109% of GDP, and by 2035, 190%. Now, again, these are all fictitious numbers. Most people believe right now they're already at 100% of GDP. And remember, that's GDP currently, according to the fictitious numbers they're giving you. As the economy falters, the GDP gets less, the debt and the interest raises raise high. And there is the equation, you know, you might call it the perfect storm, where literally the whole American economy can collapse at any time. That's how bad it is with the debt. I mean, you've probably, I know I've never heard in my lifetime, I don't know if you've heard in yours, of actual congressmen and the President of the United States coming out and saying, we are broke, we need to fix this. So much chaos coming from the financial world, and even, like I said, where you have Moody's talking about downgrading America to basically junk status in their bonds. Another article here saying what would happen if the U.S. went broke, and telling all the situations that would come if America did default. And another interesting article coming that says Iran delivers threatening letter to President Bush, and says Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei reportedly warns the White House of consequences if they meddle in Syria's affairs. Now, very interesting, according to Islamic law, before you attack your enemy, you must warn them and give them so many days to repent, and if not, then you can come. So this letter is coming at a very interesting time as things are developing in the Middle East. But clearly Iran is telling the United States, stay away from Syria because we will back them up. We also know from the last week that the foreign minister, Hillary Clinton, has said that it's time for Syria to change their regime and that America possibly may get involved, even in military action as they have in Libya. Last thing I want to talk about very quickly before we end for this session is probably the most biggest thing that's coming up in the next several months is the Palestinians are ready to apply to the Security Council of the United Nations for UN membership. Now, that will be coming up in September. I'm doing this newscast here from our studio, coming right on the Sea of Galilee in Israel. And I can tell you there's a lot of tension here in the land from every aspect that you could look at, from politicians to regular people on the street, of what will happen if the Palestinians do declare statehood. You could have very much chaos. They're talking about a third intifada that could start. And already, you already see the match, you already see the lighting fluid, you already see the wick. Everything is ready for the Middle East to literally go up in fire. My friends, it's amazing that all this is happening, just the stories I'm telling you here from about the last month. We need to be keeping our eyes out for world events. The Bible talks about great famine and pestilence and world war and all these things that are happening. And I hope to, as we go into this broadcast in other times, talk more about the nation of Israel becoming a nation, how that fits into Bible prophecy. But there's so much things going on in the world today. One thing we do need to be doing is we need to be, as our Savior Yeshua said, watching and praying always that we may be accounted worthy to escape these things. We need to be repenting of our sins. We need to be coming back to the truth. We need to be putting our noses in our Bible every day, to be praying, to be fasting, to be studying, to be meditating, and really coming back to the Torah, to be coming back to the truth as all things are being fulfilled in our lifetime. So I thank you for being with me for this program of the Israeli Intelligence Report. And until next time, friends, this is Don Esposito from Israel.